Vents around the shuttle smoothed, and the remaining clouds parted over the landing zone on the perimeter of the complex. Still wearing garments from Caladan, Jessica felt out of place, but soon they would make her change into the school's traditional dark garb to remind her that she was still one of them, always one of them. Wallach 9, with its weak sun and chill climate, had long been a place where young women of the Order either rose to the challenges or failed. Jessica felt an odd nostalgia for the ancient training center, torn by her loyalties to the Sisterhood and her family. She had spent so many years here, soft clay for them to shape as they chose, finally assigning her as the bound concubine of a young duke with great potential. And now she was back. She felt a deep sense of foreboding. Mother Superior Hrishka greeted her in person on the tarmac. The Mother Superior had piercing eyes and a severe, uncompromising demeanor. Despite her age, the old woman's skin was remarkably tight and smooth, possibly from the geriatric effects of the melange she consumed regularly. She had filled the same role for decades after a lifetime of service to the Order. Come with me. You are needed immediately. She didn't explain about the urgent matter that had turned Jessica's life upside down. Despite her advanced years, Hrishka set a brisk pace, moving like a military commander leading a charge against enemy lines. They entered a large new administration building that had been built with a generous donation from old Viscount Alfred Tull, whose name was on a plaque by the entrance. I want you to see this first before you attempt to settle in. We may not have much time, Hrishka said. You need to know the reason you are here and why it is so important. Yes, she thought. I need to know that. As Jessica followed her up wide stairs and down long corridors, she absorbed peripheral details, but did not ask questions, though a desperate curiosity clamored inside. In an isolated section of the third floor, Hrishka led her to a viewing window that looked into a large medical chamber with a closed door. Two other sisters remained there, outside the plaza like guardians, but Jessica stepped up to the window, determined to see. Hrishka explained, "The room is sealed and barricaded, but do not underestimate the danger. This is clear armored plans, and she can see us now if she is alert enough. But for our protection, we can always set it to one-way plans, if necessary." With all the precautions taken, Jessica expected to see some kind of caged monster inside. Instead, she saw an ancient woman stretched on a bed, tossing restlessly in her sleep. She wore only a medical gown, with tubes and monitors connected to her. Her face was drawn back in a grimace, and she cried out, but the thick plaz blocked all sound. Despite the wrinkles on her age-spotted neck, arms, and hands, her face was not nearly as shriveled as her body. Jessica didn't understand. She is the danger? What does this have to do with me? The Mother Superior gave an oblique answer. This is Lethea, a former Kwisatz mother. Now she serves in a different capacity for as long as she remains alive, and for as long as she withholds what we need. Kwisatz mother. Jessica remembered Shaddam Carino's first wife, Anarul, who had been present during Paul's birth, who had been greatly interested in the boy child. Anarul had been a Bene Gesserit of hidden rank, while quietly holding an important secret title. She had died very shortly after Paul was born. And what does a Kwisatz mother do? Jessica asked. And why did she have the power to summon me? Like a guild navigator foreseeing safe pathways throughout the stars, so a Kwisatz mother can see each thread in the immense tapestry of our breeding plans. Lethea was relieved of duty due to mental instability. She is still useful, even if she is dangerous. Jessica couldn't tear her gaze from the crone writhing.